Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like a dapper don, giving a microphone, dress like a million bucks, buying things in his cuffs. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me. Together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. I got a radio show. Just trying to give God some back. Just some back of what he done gave me. Just a portion, you know. I'm just trying, man, to show some type of gratitude for all his blessings. I'm just trying to, man, just get it right sometimes. You know what I mean? I mean, man, you just can't do what you want to do and just live wrong all the time, man. You got to, at one point in time, Steve, come on, man. Come on, man. You could do better. I know you can. You know, and you know what I had to do? I had to stop saying, I'm going to try to do better. And I just had to say, hey, man, I'm going to do better. You know, trying is just to put forth an effort. And then if it don't work, well, okay. But if you make up in your mind that I'm going to do something, then trying isn't enough. It's getting it done is the only thing that matters. See, it's the difference between doing and trying. We're going to try to win the game, or we're going to go out here to win the game. Now, trying to win the game means that you could lose. But when you got in your mind made up, most athletes will tell you that they go out there with the full intent and purpose of winning and winning only. See, they don't put the second place finisher on the cover of Sports Illustrated. Second place don't get you there. You got to win. And now take it out of the scope of athletics, but keep it in that type of analogy. In life, man, you want to win in life, don't you? I mean, at the end of the day, don't you want to be on the cover of Sports Illustrated of life? Don't you want to be recognized for your hard work? Don't you want, you know, to be recognized in the bonus structure down at your job? Don't you want to have your plaque up on the wall down at your job? I mean, most people do. Some people could care less. Some people don't care about looking good or being their best. And that's cool, but I ain't talking to them, though. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to those of you who want to be the best you can be. You know, people kill me when they get mad at people. And he brown nosed and he all up on the employee of the month. Man, the dude doing his job to the best of his ability and he getting recognized for it. What that got to do with all that you talking about? Because you ain't up there. You know, it's amazing, man, how people describe other people's success. He's so lucky. Lucky? Hey, man, don't they kind of get you a little bit when people call you lucky? When, let me tell you what luck really is, y'all. Luck is when hard work bumps up into opportunity. When hard work runs smack dab up into opportunity. Some people call that luck. But hold on. Let's think about this. If you wasn't working hard, an opportunity presented itself, what would you call that? what you call that, a missed opportunity? What you call that, wrong place at the wrong time? Boy, you missed out on that. But see, when you've been working hard, an opportunity presents itself and it bumps up into each other. Now people want to call that luck. But hold up, here go the part, though, that they ain't paying no attention to. Yeah, that opportunity came by. But if you had not been working hard and the hard work had not ran up into opportunity, what would you have? No, sir, it's not luck. It's work. It is work. Because there's a scripture that says faith without works is dead. Look, I know I use the same ones all the time. But them the ones I know. I mean, what you want me to do? You want me to lie to you? You want me to come on here and tell you, man, I've been studying the Bible? I haven't. But my mama was a Sunday school teacher. She taught me enough, though. Now, I know the difference between right and wrong just like you do. You ain't got to, you know, it kills me when people write a strawberry letter. Am I wrong for this? You know, good and well, let's read your letter. Are you wrong for this? You know you wrong, but you don't need us to be telling, you know, but I'm going to do this anyway. Well, see, go ahead, though. Do what you want to do. But you know what, y'all? Here's the best advice I can give you. And this is what I really came to talk about this morning, but I got sidetracked because I listened. You know what? Get out of your own way. So many of us are blocking our own blessings. We just in our own way. We are in our own way. And one of the most dangerous ways you can get in your way is to do it your way. To get it figured your way and to lock in on your way, and this the way it's got to go. Do you know how many people are blocking their blessing? Do you know how long I blocked mine with that mindset right there? This is how I want it to happen. This is how I want it to go down. This the way I'm going to go about it. And this what's going to happen. Lock, loaded, fire. So I was dead set on doing it my way. Have you ever talked to people? Man, well, it's just the way I do it. Look, cause it's the way you do it, you think that make it the right way? You think just cause you done thought on it long and hard and that's what you really want, do you really think that your way is the right way? Or could there be a better way? See, until I started listening to God and started paying attention to his way, man, I was spinning my wheels, man. I was out here so determined this how I was going to do it. But you know, I had to learn how to get out of my own way. Because just because I could do it my way didn't mean it was the right way. I had to get out of my own way. Just get out your way, man. Now, what does that mean? That means, see, set your goals. That means have your dreams. I'm saying set your goals, man. I ain't saying don't set goals. Listen to me. Set your goals. What is it you want to happen? What is it you'd like to have? What is it you'd like to be? What do you aspire to? Set your goals and set your dreams. Now, take your goals and your dreams to God and ask God to show you how. Man, you can save yourself a lot of pain. Listen to somebody who did it his way for so long. And when I finally got out of my way, out of my own way, when you've heard old people say, let go and let God. You've heard them say that. I didn't get it, but I got it now. Let go and let God. And it's an amazing little saying, though. Now, you know, you may not get it now. It took me a bunch of years to get it, too. But when I took my goals and my dreams and my vision to God, and I said, God, this is what I hope for. This is what I aspire to. This is what I want to be. This is where I would love to get to. Then I said, help me. Show me how. Point me in the right direction. Let me follow your footsteps. Guide me. Hey, give me a spirit of discernment. Show me who wrong. Because I meet people every day ain't up to no good with me. Every single day. Oh, man. Man, I can't believe I run up into you, man. The Lord told me something was going to happen to me today. Well, see, I talk to him every day. He did not mention you to me. He ain't said nothing to me. He didn't tell me what was going to happen in my life. Now, that don't mean it can't happen because I'm open to it. But it amazes me when people come up to me, man, the Lord wanted me to tell you this. Hold on, man. I talk to him every day. Every day. Some days more than others. I ain't perfect. I miss sometimes. But I'm on a daily basis talking to him. So really, man, I'm please know I'm listening as well as I've ever listened before. But get yourself together, though. See, know your goals and your dreams, and then let God show you how to do it. He'll do it. You know, it's so important, everybody, that you get focused, that you aim for something, that you dream of something, that you aspire to something. But it's the best thing you can do after you do all that. Man, get God involved in it, man. Talk to him. I mean, why would you not? What you got to lose? You ain't got to go down there and make no big scene and run laps around the church and run up there and throw yourself on the altar and scream and flip over and throw money in the air. You ain't got to do that. This you and God, man. This you and God. You know, you got to serve and praise him the way you do it. You got to let nobody else tell you how it's done. It's a personal relationship. People kill me if you don't do it this way, if you don't come here to this church and you don't run around in this circle and you don't get flipped in the air and you don't, hey, man, you better go have a relationship with God, see what that's about. You understand? Don't nobody throw you off with all that, all right? All right, y'all, talk to him. He'd love to hear from you today.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we're back, everybody. Listen, it's Shirley's birthday.
Yes, it is.
And on this show, when it's your birthday, I don't really know that we have a lot of great things for you.
Tradition or anything.
You know, all that. We just tell you about yourself.
Yeah. We know you.
Oh, I can't wait for this.
Shirley has been... she's our resident bougie person.
Really?
Thank you.
Resident.
The uppity on the show. Mm-hmm. And so what we thought we'd do today to wish her a happy birthday is to let you all know, because you may have a bougie person in your work area and you don't know how to detect them. Well, we do. And we have some things about bougie people that you should know. We've been dealing with this. I've been dealing with this for 17 years.
It ain't changed.
It's been that long?
17 wow. years, 17 Shirley. You've been years. Sitting wow. right next
Has
to me.
Has she gotten any less bougie?
No.
Shut up, Tommy. It ain't changed.
Let me tell you something. Real boy, after this marriage here, she cranked it up. She got backup now. Some support. Oh, Lord.
I'm sure he'll be on you guys' side.
Shirley, what's a bougie birthday like? What do y'all
do? Oh, we got some things. We got some things.
Jay, how can you tell a bougie person?
Wow. Me? You ask me? You
yeah,
Well, one of the things about a bougie person is this. Like, when they greet each other, they don't hug. They don't hug at all. They don't. Side cheek kissing. A lot of cheek to cheek. Each cheek.
Each
cheek. Lips never touch
lips
the cheek,
never touch. No.
They don't make eye contact.
No, they don't even see each other. That's bougie.
And it's not them kissing their cheek.
No.
They make you kiss their cheek.
Yeah, you have to come to them.
Yeah, like it's
you
got to
bring it into them.
Yeah,
that's they bougie.
I'll tell you something else. They don't blow out they candle.
No, not bougie.
They have someone else blow out the candle.
You all do realize I'm sitting right here.
That's the absolute truth. My auntie always had me blow out her candle. I didn't know that.
Blow those out, June.
That's the absolute truth.
Bougie people. Oh. They, like, if they have a surprise birthday party, like a surprise where you... They don't yell surprise, because they don't want that. They don't want yelling. They hate yelling.
I do.
You know what they do? Toodles.
Toodles. Instead of surprise.
Toodles.
So a gang room full of people, 30 people.
Now 30 is way too many for bougie people. About 10, a nice 10.
Okay, 10 people.
About 10, yeah.
Okay, on three, here she comes. One, two, three.
Toodles.
I hate all of them.
Ready, one more time. One, two, three.
Toodles.
For me?
You got one, Steve? You got one?
Yeah.
God, I hate all of you.
When they get together, when the women, bougie women get together, it's to see who got the biggest bag. What is that right there? What do you have?
What do you have? Oh, my God. Look how small that is.
Oh, that's Fendi. That would be Fendi, dude.
Oh, that's not a Gucci?
That's not a Gucci.
Pray tell.
They dead on right now. Whatever, Carly.
Let me tell you some of the games bougie people play. You know how you have a birthday party and pin the tail on the donkey? They don't do that. They don't do that. Not bougie people. pin the tail on the poor person.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
Come here, boy.
Come here, boy.
Yeah. Yeah. And, yeah. And here go another one. Like the way they talk to their husband.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Like if his name is David.
Yes.
It's just a regular It's Dalvin.
Dalvin. Oh,
and they take a break. Dalvin. It's damn David. That boy is from Compton.
That boy named David. Stop it. Compton. You know that's his name. Stop acting like that. Bougie people, man. That's what they do. That's
that is true.
What else you got, Jay?
Let me see what else I got. Let me think of something. Bougie people have to have a car. They have to. It's a must. It's insisted that they have a car that gets low gas mileage.
Wow.
The,
yeah.
Like 1 mile to a gallon.
Yeah. And they discuss it.
Yeah. They gotta have it.
Like it's happening. Here's another one.
You got one? Mm.
When bougie people, and I've seen Shirley do this.
Uh-huh.
What?
When they go out, they sweater is tied around their shoulders.
Yes, when they go out. That's when they go out.
When they go
the
out.
When they go out.
Yeah. The sweater is wrapped around their shoulder.
Uh-huh.
If they working out, it's wrapped around their waist.
What is that for?
I don't even know, man. I be going down.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Yeah. The other thing about bougie people is if you can have on a tennis outfit, the complete outfit with the racket and everything. But you don't have to play tennis.
No.
Not at all.
No, you're just wearing it.
Just wearing the gear.
Yeah.
No. Just,
You in Target with that on.
Yeah.
What?
It's Tarjay, Steve.
Yeah.
Oh, no. There we go.
I mean, you're right.
Oh, and they love words that start with a C, even if it really don't. It's hello. Cello.
Hello.
Hello.
Bye. Ciao.
Ciao.
What?
Ciao, Bella.
Ciao, Bella.
And then, you know, even when they talking to babies, you chee. What the hell is that?
That's bougie people, man.
What happened to little goo-goo-ga-ga-ga? Chee.
Oh, no.
That's what they do, man.
Oh, man. Bougie people are like that,
man. Yeah.
Here go another thing they always do.
What?
And they always, and all of you have been victim of this from Shirley.
What?
They always correct you.
Oh!
Boy.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Just won't let it go.
That's how we say it.
Yeah.
There it is.
We'll be back.
Happy birthday.
It's the Bougie Girl's birthday.
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, you're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we're back. I on my birthday.
We returned. I thought we returned.
We ain't back.
Yeah, we returned.
We're here.
This is an overture.
I know.
We're present, dear.
Hello.
Hello.
Brother Charming, isn't he?
So happy that you guys are enjoying yourself today.
Oh, we love you. Oh, we love you.
And I love you right back.
Isn't it?
You know what's so amazing about bougie people?
What?
When you meet their family, you like, did they come out of that family right
there?
Man. Is that the family?
That's it. God, Jay, that is my life.
My auntie swears she never was on food stamps.
So can you be bougie and poe at the same
time? Oh, yeah.
But eventually, the poe thinking will overcome.
Poe thinking.
Because it's hard, man, because if you change your attitude, you change your altitude.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that's what the power of positive thinking is about. One of the best books I ever bought. Matter of fact, the first motivational book I ever bought, I was young. I was working at Ford. And I bought a book called... The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale.
Yeah, I got that book. Yeah.
And that book changed my life because it taught me to start thinking positive.
How old were you when you read it?
About 21.
Mm-hmm.
About 21.
Okay.
And it started to change my life. I got an Amway. And Amway was all about positive thinking books. And Amway is the best thing happened to me, man.
Really?
I wasn't good at Amway, but
Just getting in there.
Yeah, the meetings and all that taught me how to think. Amway is very much one of the reasons for my success, because it changed the way I think. It elevated my thinking. Because if you change your attitude, you automatically change your altitude.
Because the washing powder did that?
Yeah. 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 Soap.
Oh, soap?
Hey, dog. You know how many people rich because of Amway?
Amway? Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. Oh, that's not the train track people?
Huh? No, that's Amtrak.
Gotcha.
This washing powder.
I didn't even know that. Okay.
Yeah. It's washing powder. It's vitamins. It's all kinds.
One takes really you somewhere, and the other is to wash clothes. You can go somewhere. Well, you can go somewhere with both of them. But one, yeah.
Amway and Amtrak.
Okay.
Is that Poe Thinking over there?
Yeah, that's
Poe Thinking.
Poe Thinking will lock you up.
It definitely will.
For example, watching TV.
Mm-hmm.
CNN had on the TV this new thing for cars. There's an elevator.
Right.
Okay.
And I know a guy who has an elevator in his garage.
Mm-hmm. Right.
In that he pulls a car in and it lowers his car down, and then another sheet comes over and he can park a car on top of it. So he can back his car out.
Mm-hmm.
And he don't even have to back it out because he pulls in on a disc.
Right.
And when he gets out the car, when he's ready to go, he presses a button, and the disc, the car's on a round disc, it turns his car around, so he ain't got to back out.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. They got this?
Yeah, they got that.
You get one of those?
So I want one.
Okay.
Okay.
Because, I mean, why would you not want one
if they got it?
Somebody done made it. But when Monica saw it, she made the Mississippi face like, what? Mm-hmm. You spend your money on that phone.
That's that Poe ass thinking.
Now see,
but
since, go ahead, Shirley.
No, she was saying it from her standpoint was, if you want to just throw some money away on something, just give it to her.
But that's
she's
not
right
what he
there.
Want. He wants
but
that.
I don't want to throw it away on her. I want to throw it away on me.
He wants that item. You want to throw it away on that elevator.
I'm just explaining how she was thinking
now,
of it.
Now, here's
why
the thing.
Why are we always giving everything to Monica? Anytime it's a coupon card, a gift card, we got to give it to Monica.
Don't give it to her. She will rummage for it.
And she will never shut up. She will never stop talking.
Now, you tell me,
it.
Steve, is this Poe Thinking? I cannot afford that elevator for my car. I can't afford it. If I wanted one, I can't afford it. So what I'm going to do so that I can have my car elevated is dig a trench on side of my car.
Pull it down.
No. So I go down in the trench and then climb up to my car.
Oh, boy.
Is that Poe ass thinking
or what? You're loving South Carolina. You're a genius, Jay.
That boy came up.
I can't afford that elevator. It's nice. So what I'm doing, I'm going to pull up. I'm going to dig a moat all the way around my car.
That's more genius.
So when I get ready to go to my car in the morning, I'll climb down in the hole.
You gotta do all that.
Yes, because I want to live like he's living.
Okay, Jay.
Yes,
okay, Jay.
Yes, yes.
Let me ask you this. So I got a partner that did this.
Uh-huh.
Remember when TVs used to weigh almost 500 pounds? Remember and bulky?
Mm-hmm.
He cut a hole in his wall.
Yeah.
Put that TV in there and then framed it in with some molding. But when the damn TV broke, he had to pull it back out the wall.
Because the TV was sticking outside, yes.
But it was is on that blocks. Ass
it was on blocks, yes.
It was on blocks outside.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's not boys. That's
To make a flat screen TV in his house.
Yeah, mounted.
That's Poe ass thinking.
That's Poe ass thinking.
That sounds pretty creative.
Yeah.
The construction and the danger element and the repair.
Yeah.
You could have bought a flat screen.
Yeah you could have.
Yeah.
You now, really can't, because they got flat screens so cheap
they
right
do.
Now.
And I had to buy a flat screen, I'll tell you why, because the television I had was giving off so much heat.
Mm-hmm.
The heat that I was like, why is it so hot in here?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And it was my television.
Yeah.
The heat that was.
Because that tube.
That tube.
That tube heated up.
Get the heat the whole house. TV,
During the winter, I didn't have to heat up the house. All I had to do was turn on my television, and it would heat up the whole house.
Wow.
Here's some mopo thing. I lived in the attic when I was a little boy.
Uh-huh.
Because when my brothers near moved out, I moved up in the attic so I could have my room.
Okay, your privacy.
Now, we ain't got no air conditioning in no attic.
There's nothing up there, right?
So all under my neck would be wet. All under my
every
neck.
Day? Uh-huh.
Every like night.
But you in there,
summer.
But you got your
but
own
I'm
place.
I'm in my room, but I got my own place. Now, I got a window, and I got a window screen in it. You know how the little screens, you let your window up, you set it in there? Now, when it was no draft, I would complain to my mother. Mama, it's too hot up here. Here is Poe thinking. Be still. What? Be still. If I lay in this heat and be still, I'm going to slip off into a coma. I'm not going to be living no more.
That's Poe's thinking right there.
Shut the door before you let all the air out.
Oh, yeah.
Boy.
Haven't we heard
that's
heard Poe that?
Thinking. Yes. That is Poe thinking right there, right?
So the thought process is, if you don't move, you going to be cooler.
Yes, that's it.
Oh, man.
Problem solved. Now you don't need an air conditioner or a fan because you steam.
Yeah. Let me ask you something. I got to ask you, though. Did you try it?
Hell yeah.
Stood there about 30 minutes, didn't
you? You had to.
And the heat damn near swallowed me.
Yes. When I was young, I wanted some Converse All-Stars tennis shoes. Mm-hmm. They cost $9, and Lee Brown was not going to buy them. Okay. But they sold these knockoff shoes called Ball Stars.
Mm-hmm. Ball Stars.
And if you took alcohol to take the B off, you had All-Stars. Now, the only difference was the toe was big as hell.
Looked like a clown shoe.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, guys, casting for Dancing with the Stars has gotten underway. The first name leaked is Sean Spicer.
I like that.
Yeah.
You lying.
Fresh off the White House press secretary gig to Dancing with the Stars. However, a rep for ABC stated, quote, "We don't comment on casting. The former White House press secretary has plenty of free time these days." Yes, he does. "He just resigned rather than work under the new guy hired by President Donald Trump. In the West Wing, Anthony Scaramucci is now calling the shots as communications director. He recently wished Spicer well. Quote, he's done an amazing job. I hope he goes on to make a tremendous amount of money."
I like that dude.
Good luck with that, Scaramucci.
Yeah, I like that
dude. I like
him.
I love him, man.
He be up there doing it. Hey, wait a minute. Hey, hold on. Cool. Hey, will you let me answer the question? All right, go ahead.
The mooch.
I like the dude, man. You could tell he was kind of a little tough kid coming up.
Yeah. He's a good friend to Donald Trump.
He's
too.
His best friend. Mm-hmm. He said today.
Everybody say that when they get high.
Yeah. We're good friends.
Session
you said
best it too.
If you want to.
Didn't Session say it?
Session said it. Same
most of the ass is out of work.
Hey, they said that when you went down there. We're good friends.
You had to bring that up, Punch Junior.
My uncle was like, "Hey, I don't know about that."
He showed through it out there.
Had to bring that up.
Me and Steve were good friends. Uncle was like, "I don't know what the hell
I don't know what
they're
talking about."
But I tell you what was really crazy.
What?
When I got off the elevator, we ain't talked about none of this upstairs.
Uh-huh.
We upstairs, man, actually had a cool conversation. Talked about golf, a couple of places we played. He's a really congenial guy. And then we talked about what I came for. I talked about hood. I wanted to see if I could help. And you know, I mean, we got some things where I can't speak on it right now, but we got some things in the work that's going to help some people, right? Okay, cool. We come downstairs off the elevator. He wasn't even supposed to come. He said, "I'm going to go down with you." What I'm supposed to say? All right, it's your elevator.
No, Mr. President.
We get off the elevator. Now, the press had already wanted to talk to me before I go up. I said, "I have nothing to say. Just let me go up first, fellas. I don't even know what's going to happen." Came off the elevator. We walk off. First thing he said when he walked up to, soon as we got up there, he said, "We're going to replace and repeal Obamacare." I went, "What?" Hey, dog.
White man got you.
Hey, dog. Hey, dog. We ain't said nothing like that upstairs. Dog, we ain't talk about that upstairs.
He played you.
Dog, what happened to them golf courses? Yeah.
But you know what?
No, listen, man. White man. Come on, replace and repeal Obamacare for.
He did what now?
The thing that's so cool about it, even if you got your sound down, just to see the look on your face.
Yes.
Dog. Oh, I saw the look on.
That was so incredible.
Hey, dog, for real, because I went like...
What the
hell?
But you know, I couldn't trip.
No, you couldn't. Mm-hmm. You couldn't clown. You couldn't clown.
So when they asked me what I went up there, I told them and everything. But then social media didn't give a damn about that.
No. It's too late at that point.
Oh, here come the haters. Yeah. You know, the lady, hey, man, after I got through and I went on my birthday trip and I came back and I was on the radio talking to listeners about it, right? Because they was in, take him off the air and all this. I fight for y'all. What the hell you going to take me off for? I'm your fighter. I'm your dog. One lady said, well, Steve, I love you, but I wouldn't have went up there. And I said, why? She said, because I don't break bread with the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Well, that's how a lot of people looked at Donald Trump, actually.
Yeah, but see.
That's not what he went up there for.
But now listen to me. I didn't go up there to eat. Hell, so right there, what the hell are you talking about? He invited me to lunch. We went up there. And so, man, it's alarming to me, though, man, how people view everything. And, like, look, man, if they ask me to come back up there, which I've gone to the HUD office since that meeting, met with HUD, great meetings, trying to get this thing underway to really help some people with HUD and everything. If they asked me to come back, I would go back. Because the only way to solve some of these issues is, look, man, something good might come out of this.
Yep.
But we ain't going to do nothing, man. We just sitting here.
Man.
Over the corner, arms folded up.
In the play Hamilton, there's a song called In the Room Where It Happens. And if you ain't in the room where it happens, it's hard for you to make changes outside.
Bruh, you have to. Yeah. President Obama, and let me tell you something. I would have never gone anyway if the Obama transition team and the Trump transition team hadn't got on the phone and got me on the phone. Why the hell would I go up there?
Yeah, it's not like you called them.
Yeah. I don't know. How you call the White House say, I'm coming?
Hello, White House, this is Steve.
Yeah, I'll be up there Friday.
All right, introduce Miss Ann, Steve.
Ladies and gentlemen, the lovely, the talented, our very own Miss Ann.
Thank you. Thank you, everybody. Good morning. Okay, well, first Senate Republicans couldn't pass their repeal and replace bill to get rid of Obamacare. Then they couldn't pass a simple repeal measure. And now they failed to pass their so-called skinny bill, which was focused on only repealing those parts of the Affordable Care Act that are the most unpopular. So now that that's failed to pass, Senate GOP leader Mitch McConnell and Democratic leader Chuck Schumer are reacting.
Now imagine many of our colleagues on the other side are celebrating, probably pretty happy about all this. But the American people are hurting, and they need relief.
I would say to my dear friend, the majority leader, we are not celebrating. We are relieved that millions and millions of people who would have been so drastically hurt by the three proposals put forward will at least retain their health care.
Now, official with Boy Scouts is apologizing for the partisan political speech that President Trump delivered earlier this week at the National Boy Scouts Jamboree. However, some have said that President Trump ought to be apologizing. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders says, however, she don't see it that way.
I was at that event and I saw nothing but roughly 40 to 45,000 Boy Scouts cheering the president on throughout his remarks. And I think they were pretty excited that he was there and happy to hear him speak to them.
However, the Boy Scouts are saying sorry in a letter posted online, apologizing to all those, quote, offended by the political rhetoric that was inserted into the jamboree that was never our intent, unquote. Today, National Hamburger Day, National Auntie's Day, and National Buffalo Soldiers Day. And who else would I play?
It was a Buffalo Soldier. In the heart of America.
Eugene the Butterfly, 20 minutes after the hour. Stay tuned to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right.
I got it. Okay. Shirley, because see, while you was gone, Jay, I've been introducing.
Oh, yeah, it's been different.
As you, though.
But I've been doing
it. Okay, all right.
Check it out, Jay.
Let me hear it.
You want me to do it one time?
Do it as me, yeah. Let me hear it.
Let's go! Everybody! Hit it! It's time! Get your mind right! Get on the radio! Tell all my ex-wives! I'm on the radio! And I'm finna get off in that ass! Eugene!
Oh, my God. Good morning, everyone.
Pretty good, Jay.
Pretty good.
Jay, I will continue only if you liked it. But if you didn't like
good.
It, I will.
It was very good. I liked it.
Are you sure?
I'm happy with it.
Because I will let you
He writes the checks. I'm happy with it.
Okay. Okay.
You need so, good to morning. Learn that.
Good Mr. morning, Happy. Everyone. Stephen, Tommy, Shirley, Carla Jr., and the one and only
Man,
D. Anthony Brown.
Butterfly.
But I have to speak to everyone. That's something that you don't do.
Flutter, flap on, clap on, brother.
I speak to everyone. Eugene, you're not here at the beginning of the show. I speak to every single person single morning.
Yeah, he does, man.
Well, he doesn't speak to me.
What
you don't speak to me.
None of them ever even mention you.
You're not here.
You know what? You know what? Today, what I'm talking about today is really for you. This is National Talk in an Elevator Day today. That's what it is. You can look it up. It's National Talk in an Elevator Day and have conversation. That's what you and Trump should have been doing when you came down an elevator because you didn't know what the hell was going on. But anyway, it's National Talk in an Elevator today. You need to know what's going on and know the people that you're on an elevator with because you didn't know who the hell you was on an elevator with. But anyway, that's what you have to do. Solange, if you're listening, it's National Talk in an Elevator Day today. This is how you talk. This is how you don't get your ass whooped in an elevator. You talk to people. Anyway, it's National Talk in an Elevator today. So all of you people that are getting on elevators, have conversation. Don't be looking around and looking up and looking down. Talk to the person next to you and learn who they are. Just have small talk. That's a good. It's a good day for that. It's Friday. It's
like
July 28th.
Give me an example.
Like conversation. Like what's like, a good conversation?
Yeah, you know, you get on the elevator, you don't know nobody. Tell me the conversation.
Okay, let's say me and you is on the elevator.
No, somebody you don't know.
Nah, I wanted to be me
no,
and you.
No, but you need to help people. How you say, if you don't know people, strike up a conversation. How do you strike up a conversation with a person you don't know?
Okay, great. So can you be the person that I don't know? I mean, let's just say we don't know one another. Can we just, you know, it's role play. Can you do that?
Yeah.
Thank you. Lord, if we could just do anything together. Okay. We on the elevator. Yeah, I didn't punch my flow. You didn't punch your. Hi, how you doing today?
How are you?
I'm doing very well. What do you have planned for the weekend?
I don't know you.
I know you don't. I'm sorry. My name is Eugene Antoine Ferguson, and I just wanted to say hello. It's a great day to have conversation. What are you doing this weekend?
I don't know you.
I understand you don't know me, and you're not going to know me before I get to my flow, but we can at least say what we're doing this weekend.
And Butterfly, you didn't wish me a happy birthday. I'm upset.
Oh, my God, Shirley Strawberry, happy birthday to you. You are a beautiful person. You have a
beautiful
voice.
Thank you. We got to go.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we back, everybody. Listen, before we murder the hits, I just want to say something. I'm going to just prove to you how rude this guy is.
What guy?
And you all don't understand why I do not care for Eugene.
What?
Get him back in here. Eugene?
Hello.
Oh, you tight.
No, I'm not tight. Well.
You ain't tight, damn.
Move on.
Please.
Damn.
I mean, for real.
Damn.
Let's just move on.
Oh,
what were you going to? Go
That's
ahead.
Revealing. Well, congratulations.
I'm being loose.
Hey,
Eugene,
the rudeness of you.
I'm not rude, Stephen.
Yes, you
are.
No.
You're mean.
No, I'm just to you.
But why? I haven't done anything to you.
Because you only care about yourself. Now, It is Shirley Strawberry's birthday, and you came on here, did a whole segment. First thing we did this morning was wish her happy. You ain't even said nothing to the woman.
Once again, what did you say? I wasn't with you this morning.
But on your segment.
Oh. Who you?
On your segment. You're sorry behind didn't have the intelligence to wish this woman who's been on this radio, dedicated to this show, never misses a happy birthday. But oh no, you so busy talking to people your ass don't know on the elevator, you ain't got enough damn sense to speak to who you know on this show.
Shirley, I want to say I apologize. Shirley's a beautiful person. Shirley, I apologize. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. I'm sorry
I did not say it initially when I first started, but as you know, when I start, I'm fighting with somebody just even when I start. It bothers me.
I introduced
anyway.
You really nice as J. Anthony Brown. You had time while you were speaking.
If you let Jay do it, you wouldn't have to say a damn thing. You could shut your mouth.
But you didn't, and you keep on because you won't be back on this show.
Oh, no, God.
You know what, Stephen? You know what it is? I know
hey, watch this. I'm going to cut
you
mic off. Watch
this. Watch this. Wait a minute, let me
Watch
say this.
This.
You are backed up.
See how that worked? See?
He ain't learned his lesson yet.
Nah, cut him back on.
Hello?
No, you was off. I'm going to just show you how this works. Watch this right here. Cut him off. See that right there? See how that worked, Eugene?
Oh, my
this
God.
Is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Cut him back up.
Hello.
Yes, you here. How you doing?
Oh, you get on.
Cut him off.
He's starting.
See, right there. Yeah. Every time you start to itching and moaning, I'm going to cut you off. Now, until you have a better attitude, you're going to keep getting up. Now, let's cut him back up.
Hello.
Oh, you angry. Cut him back off. See, this anger that you have is what I'm trying to teach you. This is a teachable moment. Turn him back up.
Hello.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Right. Be humble.
Just murder the head. Just murder
no,
the
no,
head.
No, no, no. No, no. I introduce murder the head. You don't introduce murder the head. You should have been gone.
Don't cry. Just,
don't cry.
Yeah, don't. Just let it
well,
go,
Well, no,
Steve.
Let me. I'm going to make him cry. Cut
no,
him off.
No, don't make him cry. Cut him off.
You're going to make him cry?
Cut him off. Nah, 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 nah. Wow. Now turn him back up.
See, you are deliberately no. doing that. You're deliberate.
Who you hollering at? Who you hollering at?
Come on, not on my birthday, you guys.
No, I'm no, not. Don't worry about that. Who you hollering? It still be your birthday.
I'm not hollering.
It sounded like you was hollering.
Calm down.
Now,
please,
can we get an apology?
To who?
Turn him off. Turn him off. See, all you got to do, just when I bring you back up, just an apology to the morning show for bringing your negative, nasty attitude on it. And then we'll let you play in the sandbox on Monday. Turn him up. You there, Eugene?
Happy birthday, Shirley.
Thank you. Oh, my God.
And your
Thank
apology.
Thank you, Butterfly.
The apology.
Who am I? I'm apologizing to whom?
Whom you've hurt.
Wow. If I've hurt anyone,
I'm hurt.
About... You're hurt, Steve.
I'm hurt. I'm hurt. Let's hear it.
I'm sorry. I apologize if I've offended you in any form or fashion.
Oh, that was a nice apology. Yeah, it was. Sounded sincere.
Will you tell the people I'm going to be in Huntsville tonight? Will you at least do that for me?
Yeah, he'll be in Huntsville tonight at Stand Up Live in Huntsville.
I hate my damn job.
Hang up on him again.
We got to go.
We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, get ready for today's crazy strawberry letter. Yes, we have another one, but of course, up next, it's the nephew with a prank phone call.
Shirley, you know what? It's your birthday. I'm going to let you pick today. How about that? What's your favorite or even your mom's favorite? I remember she had a favorite.
Yeah.
But it's up to you, baby girl.
Surprise me. You know I love Asian cleaners. You know I love Asian
well,
cleaners.
Well, there it is. There it is. There Asian is. Cleaners it is.
Hello?
Is this the cleaners?
Yeah, this is the cleaner.
Is this the cleaners?
This is the cleaner.
Okay, hey, listen, I be bringing my clothes to y'all out of town. Somebody done messed up a pair of my pants.
Oh, the pants. You know the feet of the pants?
Say what?
The pants is no feet, you. You bring it in. We fix it for you.
No. Y'all done already messed up enough. What I'm trying to say right here is that whoever did the pants took the belt loops off the pants.
Who wash the pants?
Who the what?
Who washed your pants?
Y'all the people. I told y'all I wanted starch in my jeans. You know, I told y'all I want to make sure my jeans stand up by themselves. Okay, y'all put the starch in it, but the problem is y'all took the belt loops off the pants.
Do you pay already? Do you pay?
Say what?
Do you pay?
Yeah, I paid y'all the damn money. Y'all gave me the pants. I ain't know the belt loose wasn't on there till I got on.
Okay, what's your name? What's your name?
Washington.
What?
Washington.
Washington. What's your first name?
I'll never leave my first name. I'm always Washington.
I had to find a receipt to see what's wrong with your pants. Did your last name what?
Washington.
Hi.
Why you can't understand what I'm trying to say to you?
Wait. Who to help you with your clothes? Who the person to help you with the clothes?
The lady that I always be in the front is the one that helped me. The older lady. She the one always helped me.
Let me see. Okay, you do it.
mà sợ nói cho nó gì nghịch nó mang không được cái quần. Mày cứ làm sửa cái quần cho nó không.
What is you saying to her?
No, she's not here. She's not here.
What you just got to say? I need you to speak English. This is an English situation.
Okay. She not speak it. Okay, so I translate for her. Okay, she not here. You want to call? Come tomorrow, then we help you with the clothes. Okay, but
no, hold on. You ain't understanding me. My belt loops is off my pants.
We know to take it. It did not. We don't have it here. We just wash the clothes. We don't take the.
Y'all did do that. Y'all did take the belt loops out.
You wait. Okay.
I what?
Wait, okay?
Yeah, wait. Go ahead.
Cái thằng này đó, nó nói là nó đem cái quần vô để sửa. Cái sau sửa làm sao cái unit nó mang không được. Tại vì mấy cái ấy mà...
I told you English, didn't I?
We try to help the problem, okay?
I understand you try to help the problem, but this is an English problem. I need you to be speaking English when you're trying to handle what's going on right here. Say what?
I speak the English to you. I don't understand what you say.
I say I need you to speak English. You're not speaking English.
I just speak the English to you. Why you're not here?
Now, look, you know what? Hold up. All I'm saying is this right here. Somebody got my damn belt loops and it took them out of my pants, and somebody finna put these back on.
We tell you that we fix the pants, okay? And you bring it in. And, you know, there's nothing I can do for you on the phone, okay? You want to fix the pan, you have to bring in another day, okay?
No, it ain't okay. I ain't fixed to bring in nothing.
What do you want me to do on the phone, okay? If I don't have the pan, how am I going to fix it? You have to bring it in tomorrow, okay? The father will be here tomorrow. You bring it in, okay? That's it.
Who's going to be there tomorrow?
It's very busy today. I don't have time to do this on the phone, okay?
Hey, no, it ain't okay. Y'all going to fix my... Pants.
No, you don't. You to pay the money, okay? I always say I just fix it, okay? You sit on the phone and you scream and you yell, and then nothing I can do for you.
No, you ain't supposed to do it for me. You finna fix my damn pants. Y'all done took the pants loose off my pants.
I don't have to fix anything, okay? We here to help you, but if you don't want to work with us, then no, we cannot help you, okay?
Hey, let me tell you something. Y'all gonna make me come over there and whoop some.
You come here, and you talk to us, okay? And I have the police here, and then you take it with them, okay?
When somebody gonna put my damn belt loose back on my pants, then? That's all I'm saying,
okay,
right?
Okay, you don't yell at me, okay?
Say what?
You don't yell at me, okay? You want to talk to him? He take care of you tomorrow,
who
okay?
Take care of me tomorrow?
You got a problem? You talk to him.
Who gonna take care of me?
The father, he go here. You talk to him, and you mess with him, then he take care of you.
No, your
okay?
Dad ain't finna do nothing to me tomorrow.
I don't deal with you, okay?
Your dad, he better have them damn belt loops. That's what he better have.
No, he don't have to do nothing, okay? Because we not mess up your pants. We try to help you. You got the problem. You talk to him, and he will kick your ass, okay?
He gonna do what?
He gonna kick your ass.
He gonna kick my ass. Is that what you just said? Hold up. Did you just say your daddy was gonna kick my ass?
Yeah, he could take care of you, and we're going to go to police, okay? You go to jail, okay?
Okay, look here, I got something else I need to say to y'all. Is you listening?
I hear what?
I said, is you listening?
What do you want? What's the problem, huh?
Hey, do you have a man that worked for you and your cleaner's name John?
You want to talk to John?
No, my name is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got prank phone call by John that works in your cleaners.
What the... John did tell you to call me to fix your pants? What did John call me?
Is this Sue?
What is your name?
Is your name Sue?
That's my name.
You always get mad at John for listening to the radio in the morning,
oh.
Right?
Oh, he call you on the radio?
John got me to prank phone call you. I work at the radio show.
Oh, that's not funny. Cái thằng John nó làm ở trong cái tiệm đó, nó gọi cái radio, nói radio gọi làm kêu mình đó.
Okay.
Funny.
All right then. Sue, I gotta ask you, what is the best radio show in the land?
Oh, that the Steve Harvey show. Yeah, you tell the Steve to come here get a watch and watch his pants for you.
Okay.
I'll
let him know.
There you go, Shirley.
Well, thank you. That is my favorite. I love that
pretty
one.
Good birthday gift this year.
Good birthday.
Thank you, nephew. I appreciate that.
Asian cleaners.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Huntsville, I am already here. So get your tickets if you ain't got them. The nephew is here at Stand Up Live. It's me, it's Eugene, the whole nine yards. And I think I'm damn near sold out, but there's a few tickets left. So come see your boy tonight and tomorrow night. Two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow. Huntsville, Alabama, Stand Up Live. I am in the city.
All right. This is news. Kim Kardashian's third child is on the way.
She pregnant?
Yeah.
Wow.
Via surrogate this time. Via surrogate.
Oh, that's
remember
right.
She had,
Yeah.
She had such problems with her first two pregnancies that now she's going to have it done with a surrogate.
Caitlin's carrying the baby? I shouldn't have said that. That's way out of it. I crossed the line.
Yeah.
No, I really did. I went way across it. I did. I went across. No.
I know I did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It just came out.
I don't know why he fired him out like that, man.
I'm going to tell you right now, that was not Steve Harvey.
Just what you
did. She and Kanye hired a surrogate to carry the baby for them.
Okay, now let me.
He's right
this
there.
Is the question.
He ain't doing nothing.
Okay, this is the question. This is...
He could. I mean, he ain't. What is he doing?
Caitlin.
Quiet, Jay. Yeah. Go ahead, Steve. You have a question.
So, a surrogate means that.
Another
are they
woman
using some
the
Kim's egg?
Yeah, they put their eggs into another to impregnate another woman with Kanye sperm, like that. Mm. That's how they're doing it.
A and B go into C.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And she carries the baby for
and
9
D
months.
D come out.
It, she's just carrying. She's
it's
just
their
the house.
Baby. The baby has their DNA. Kim
what
and Kanye.
Yeah.
The surrogate just carries it if a woman has
what
problems carrying the baby.
She's just the house to. To, you know, to keep the baby in until it's born.
Okay.
But it's Kim and Kanye's.
It's
Kim's
not
eggs,
the
Kanye's
child
sperm.
At all.
Yeah, no.
You couldn't do them a solid and do that for them?
Well, she's had such difficulty and she didn't want to have any more problems.
I want to be that type of pity when I grow up.
He couldn't do them a solid.
So congratulations. Congratulations to them. They paid the surrogate $45,000.
Look at the money they saved. Look at the money they would save.
Yeah, they could have gave it to Kate.
$45,000.
The strawberry letter is coming
all
up next.
All these comments is Tommy and Jake.
That's it.
And we will be back.
I need this on my resume.
The baby don't need to be seeing this, okay?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The other day, a jury awarded Quincy Jones $9 million from the estate of the late Michael Jackson. The music producer sued for underpayment of royalties. He accused the estate of cheating him out of lucrative deals, including two Cirque du Soleil shows choreographed to Jackson's music. Quincy's lawsuit demanded $30 million. The jury listened to testimony for 3 weeks and gave him a third. In a statement, Quincy said, quote, I am very grateful that the jury decided in our favor. I view it not only as a victory for myself personally, but for artists' rights overall. Quincy produced 3 Michael Jackson albums in the 80s, Off the Wall, if you remember, Thriller and Bad.
Right.
And royalty payments still arrived to Quincy's bank account. So put another $9 million.
He needs that money, too. To buy more long-ass scarves. He needs that.
They don't cost that much, do they?
You're going to do Quincy.
Those are the longest damn
no, that's
scarf.
What you're not going to do.
He's going to be on the list.
No, you're not going to do Quincy now.
You're going to draw a line at Quincy.
Sick of your ass now.
He needs that
just
money for
do,
long
the,
ass
don't
scarf.
Worry about that.
But they are long.
They are pretty
you
long.
What is
and you they shut up, Tommy.
But they go with the jackets, though, that he
they
wears.
They shouldn't be that long.
They go with his bank.
It's time. Let's go.
All right. Buckle
long.
Up and hold on tight. We got it for
birthday.
You. Hear it? Here it is. Strawberry letter.
Sorry. Subject, all these darn kids. What's going on, morning crew? I have been in a relationship with my woman for about 5 years now, and she is the mother of my son. When I met her, she already had one son that was still a baby. I've been taking care of him since. He don't have a clue who his real father is. I'm a good man, so I took on the responsibility. Eventually, we later had a kid together. This is all good, but now she wants to have another one. As tough as times is now, we don't need another child. I'm in school because I can't find a job, and she works part-time at a daycare center. We can't afford to have another baby, but she always wants to have sex.
I'm with that. Her Medicaid done ran out, so she's not on the shot anymore. I like the pleasure of feeling the real thing when I do the do. I don't want a condom. This is my woman. I know we cool. Help me out, Steve. What would you do in this situation? My advice to you, based on everything you've said in this letter, is you can get a vasectomy. You certainly can. A lot of men do that.
I don't know.
A lot of men do it if you don't want any more children and you don't want to use protection, because you are so right in your present financial state with you just working part-time, with her just working part-time and...
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
With her just working part-time and you in school with no job, it will be a financial burden on you right now.
You're not cutting me.
We got it, Steve. But have you actually sat down and talked to her about this? Have you actually sat down and talked to her? I think you should discuss your options together. You guys have been together 5 years. You aren't married. But, you know, you got to come up with some kind of plan, because if you don't want to use condoms, chances are she will get pregnant if you guys are going at the rate you're going. And this is not what you want. You guys both have to be on the same page. You're in a relationship together. Steve?
Well, dog... I don't really feel sorry for you, bro. I don't really know what to tell you, man. You got a problem that you ain't really trying to solve yourself, though. The question at the end of your letter is, Steve, what would you do in this situation? Now, don't ask me that. Let's really, though, dog, since you ain't put your name on here, don't ask Steve what he would do. Let's talk about what you ain't gonna do. Because really, that's what's going on. No, I don't even worry about what I do. Let's just talk about what you ain't gonna do. First of all, this is your woman for 5 years now, and she's the mother of your son. This your woman for 5 years. So let's talk about the first thing you ain't gonna do. First of all, you ain't gonna get married. I don't
Sounds
see
like
that
it.
In the letter no damn well. That ain't even on the horizon. Because I know you using the money as an excuse not to get married, because I did it. So I'm with you, player. I understand where you're at. Let's talk about what you ain't gonna get married. Second thing, you ain't gonna start wanting another baby no time soon.
Okay,
I'm just going over the things you ain't gonna do. So we got what first now? You ain't getting married.
Mm-hmm.
You ain't gonna start wanting another baby somewhere. Number three, you ain't working.
Ooh.
You done went back to school. You ain't working.
That's a good thing.
I'm just going to talk. You ain't got to get mad at Uncle Steve. Uncle Steve just reading your letter back to you. See, at the end of the letter, Steve, what would you do in this situation? No, let's talk about what you ain't doing. You ain't working. You ain't getting married. And you ain't wanting to have another baby. Here's the next thing you ain't going to do. You ain't going to wear a condom. You just said that. You just missed the ain't right now. Let's go back again. You ain't getting married. You ain't finna start wanting another baby. You ain't working. You ain't gonna wear a condom. And here's the big one. You ain't gonna stop doing the do.
Yeah.
Without the condom or the job, or the willingness to have another baby, or the marriage. So, really, dog, this is about you. You don't really care what your woman wants.
Mm.
Because this letter just, brother, is really about you. Mm-hmm. Your woman want another baby, and she always want to have sex. But then guess what you said? I'm with that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. What,
well,
man?
Doggy, now... Let's me and you do some math here. She always want to have sex. You with that. Once two people agree to that, it usually jump off.
Yes.
So let's say y'all at the house. That might be why you can't find no job. Because you at the house screwing. Every chance you get. You ain't working. But you ain't finna stop doing the do, and you ain't gonna wear a condom.
Mm.
Let's just talk about this, dog. A lot of sex with no condom
Yeah, chances are.
A lot of sex with no condom.
Chances are.
In the words of Shirley, chances are y'all finna have baby number three. Shirley said get a vasectomy. Please don't discuss that with Uncle Steve. I can't take a cut. I don't want an accident. You slip, cut too much.
You're crazy.
I'm out forever.
We'll be back with part two.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, listen, everybody. Do you want more data without a huge wireless bill on a blazing fast 4G LTE network? Well, with Simple Mobile, you'll get more speed and more data for $50 a month. Want better wireless? The answer is simple. It's Simple Mobile.
Well, come on, big dog. You know, dog, Shirley gave some advice to the man.
Mm-hmm.
Out of all his love making and all his not wearing a condom, Shirley opened up her letter with, you could get a vasectomy.
Yep.
Wow. I immediately started shaking. Yeah. My palms got wet and I got cold on the inside.
I'm so very serious.
Vasectomy.
For real. Yeah.
Woo!
That's painful. What? Sound painful, don't it?
Woo!
A lot of my boys done it, but it sounds
I'm going to explain something. Well, let me tell you why I can't do it. Because I have several names for it, and I can't afford for it to get injured. You can't snip and something happen. You can't cut off the gravy train. It's like shutting down the power to the housing unit.
Yeah.
It's like losing power to the locomotive.
Uh-huh.
It's like shutting down the lion tamer.
Yeah.
How you gonna, I can't take a cut.
Mm-hmm.
That I heard it through the grapevine. If you cut it, I can't hear it through the grapevine no
there
more.
There you go.
You're so crazy.
Just like telling the Pied Piper to shut up, don't blow your flute
yeah,
no
yeah.
more.
Yeah, don't play no more.
Can't you? It's like not having a hotline.
Yeah.
How we gonna get the information out? I can't take it. You gonna mess up and cut off the love tunnel.
Mm-hmm.
This can't even happen to me. Shirley and Carla can't relate to this, of course. That's like cutting off the monkey rope.
The what?
The monkey rope. A monkey got to have the rope. You can't cut off the monkey rope.
What is he talking?
That's like being a little boy and all of a sudden you got you ain't got no bike chain. Where you going?
Yeah, your master LinkedIn came off.
Can't have me doing that.
What you got to do with this?
That's like handing me the microphone and pull the cord out. What I'm supposed to say?
You can't get the information through.
It would just
what
be
you
cordless.
Talking about? That's like turning over the vegetable truck. We ain't ate nothing yet. I'm in the rodeo without the rope.
There you go.
Can't win.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm shutting down the love line. Hello?
But you didn't write the letter.
Nobody there.
It's not about you.
Nobody there. Ain't nobody
hello?
There.
He cut the wrong line. Excuse me. Is anybody there? Shutting down the joy maker.
The what, dog?
Joy maker. Joy I've had. You messed around and cut that line wrong.
Yeah. What his name?
Russell.
What?
Russell the what? Say it.
You better
the,
not.
The what?
You better
shut
not
up, Carla.
Russell you better the what? Not say it.
Russell the Wonder Muscle.
There it is.
Steve, don't you have the story from your vacation you wanted to tell us about?
No, but I mean, I can tell you some more stuff.
Well,
I didn't have one.
You didn't?
Oh,
what
I was in
the,
I was in a stove.
Store.
In, huh?
What is a stove?
Where he was at.
That's where you buy stuff at. The stove.
It's a store.
What is the offer?
A store.
It's a store. It's called store.
What's the offer?
That's where you keep stuff at.
Yeah, he ain't putting
nothing away.
No, not storage.
Oh, yeah, you was in the stove.
You went by the store.
I was in the stove, and they sold sunglasses. And this lady came in with a dog. Nice. I didn't see it. Little bitty little dog. I didn't see it. I didn't see it, dog. And I had on sandals. And I was standing at the counter looking at these sunglasses.
Yeah.
And the dog
licked
my foot.
Oh.
Now, I didn't know. I promise you I didn't know because I'm not an animal hater. I'm not cruel to animals in any way.
You have pets. Yeah.
But it scared me, so I kicked.
Uh-huh.
Oh, no.
That's a knee-jerk
And that's what it reaction. Was.
Kick the dog.
Yeah, dog. But way up to where the dog appeared above the counter.
That's Negro kicking. You Negro kicking.
The dog, I kicked so hard. The dog came up over the counter like he was just in the air.
I love animals.
And he looked surprised.
Yeah. He was
and
up
you know, the
high.
Dog, he looked startled. And so I got scared too. Because, hey, where did dog come from? And he flying.
Because
so,
you kicked him.
I didn't know, but he hollered. So now I don't know what this wet thing is on my foot. You know, I'm out of the country. I don't know if it's a, you know, iguana.
Iguana.
You know, I don't know what it is.
Where was the owner?
In the store?
The owner was right there. Oh, she went off.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she did.
Oh, my God. You'd have thought I kicked her.
Right.
I mean, blood curdling. Oh, my God.
Okay, is the dog on a leash?
I think it was. I really didn't pay no attention. But so it went, it fell down. So she dove in the flow. So I went, oh my God. So I'm apologizing.
Of course you are. Yes.
Why did you kick my dog? I said, I didn't know it was a dog, ma'am. I'm truly apologetic. I didn't know it was a dog. It's just a dog. I didn't know it was a dog. You kicked my dog. Your damn dog licked my foot.
Okay. Keep on now. Yeah. Keep on.
Now, it was so much. I'm black now, so right. All this hollering at me.
Oh, she wasn't black?
No.
What was she? What was her nationality?
I don't know, dog. She can speak English, though. She can speak English, though, and it ain't go good after that. Because you're going to keep hollering at me. I said I'm sorry. I really deeply apologize.
Did you give her the big one?
No, but I'm just asking, you know, if you don't want, you know, what is he licking feet for?
Yeah.
Why is your dog licking feet?
You know, and why you ain't tell nobody here in the room, hey, careful, got on sandals, you know, fluffy lick feet, give me something. So that's all it was. And it just, you know, then I saw her later on in the plaza, she pointing at me with some other people. I said, well, okay, well, point all you want. But I bet he don't lick no more. If he see black toes, it's going to be, he going to run. Black toes going to send him nowhere else.
Dog been walking on 2 feet.
You been licking white toes. Black toes is different.
I'm not mad at you because that is a natural reaction. It's a natural reaction.
I promise you I didn't try to hurt the dog. I had no idea. But when I snatched, I kicked.
When black people feel like something on them.
Yes.
Man.
Yes.
Boy.
Yes.
So I know, you know, you got to go the other way, but he was on top of my foot, so he came up over the counter. So
he was on top of your foot?
Yeah, he was like on top of my foot. So when I kicked and it went out, I just threw his little ass up in the air. So he come up over the counter. He looked surprised. Hell, I looked surprised. He hollering. The white lady hollering. I'm hollering because I still don't know what the hell been.
You was airborne. That's all that was.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it is time. I don't even know if I want this.
It's shaky.
It's time to murder the hits.
It is.
With the murderer himself, J. Anthony Brown. What is it now?
Tomorrow night, Bell Auditorium, Augusta, Georgia. George Wallace.
Thank you.
Don D.C. Curry, Hope Flood, and myself.
Who's MC?
Rudy Rush.
Really?
Yeah, Rudy Rush.
I like Rudy.
So who's going to close?
I close because George wants to go first, you know. I need to go first. I need to get up on the stage and do my thing. I can't be out here on that. Whatever, man.
He can't be out here all night.
I don't hear my phone, follow all that cussing and say, everybody know I'm old.
Everybody know I'm old.
Go out there and do your mama.
I ain't going to follow all that cussing.
This is crazy. Yeah, the whole world is sick. I mean, whatever, man. Whatever you want. I mean,
you sound
we know you're gonna be,
Jay.
Jay going to be pacing back and forth while everybody on stage. Well,
but it's a good show. We have a good time. All right. This song right here.
Right here.
Uh-huh. This is. I hope this person is not a friend of the show. That's all I got to say.
God.
Oh, another one?
He probably is.
Here's the thing. If people are in the news, we sing about them. Well, I do.
Uh-huh.
I do. Mm-hmm. And the song is about somebody in the news.
Well, who is it? No, let's go.
No, you got to hear it. Because if I set it up, then that kills it.
Okay, go
it
ahead.
It explains everything.
What song about?
When you hear it, you go, oh, I got it.
Okay, all right. Let's go.
Come on.
Go Tell Records, Scratchy Entertainment, and Itchy Productions have got together to give you Usher's brand new remixes. Starting with the hit, Confessions.
I gave a girl infection just when I thought I might have got away. I wanted to cry, now I guess I gotta pay.
And don't forget this hot one. But you'll be calling everybody about this one.
I know it's late to call. You're not okay, girl. Cause you don't need a shot tonight.
Oh my God, that was sick. And don't forget this hot one.
That reminds me, girl, there's something I must do. It's about that special gift I gave.
It's the CD that keeps on giving and giving and giving. So make sure you give that Usher remix CD to someone you love. And a special bonus track. And this one needs no introduction.
You got it bad. When you want it.
And they're specially wrapped in cellophane. Not going to cost you a lot of scratch. Get it? So order now the special remixes of Usher.
Oh, God. We're going to lose the damn show.
He's on the list. God. Usher is our friend.
Hey, what's that show you on?
Steve.
We're going to lose the show. Oh,
Steve Harvey.
Steve? He's been here 3 months. Going to kill us. He's going to kill us.
Tommy, wait a minute. Steve, what you got to say? Yeah. Come on.
We ain't never playing that again.
Never. You're a burden, literally.
My boy. Usher, my
boy. Oh, my God.
I ain't part of
yeah,
this.
He's on the list. He is
Jay, that's
on the list.
Too far. That's too far.
Oh, now you drawing the line.
You're my boy. I love Jada. God, that's too far.
You're still new here.
Shut up.
What do you have to say for yourself, Jay?
You knew what I was when you hired me.
No, we didn't.
We didn't know that. We didn't know this. Yeah. No, we thought you had. Yeah. You could.
No,
you knew
I
when
thought
to draw
you
the
had
line.
Better sense.
Oh, God. It'll be R. Kelly on Monday.
Oh, yeah,
this
list.
We got it.
R. Kelly's next.
Yeah. But, Tommy, everybody worried about R. Kelly.
But let me ask you something. Didn't they do a song together?
Yeah, they did.
They sure did. Yeah.
You're just going to keep on.
Called Same Girl.
You're so damn.
What's the name of the song?
Same Girl.
Same Girl.
That's the name
that's
of
right.
It.
R. Kelly and Usher did a song
you're
called
right.
Same Girl. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, my God.
Same Girl.
Yeah.
Same Girl. Yeah, they used to talk to each other on the phone.
Oh, man.
Golly, man.
I'm just going to go down this list quickly.
Oh, no, man.
Of people that...
Don't do it, Shirley. It's painful. You go down that
list. That will never.
No.
Don't do it. Okay.
All right. Wasn't it CeeLo's hands or something?
Yeah, he's on the list. He came in with CeeLo.
But, Jay, do you understand the principal term? Never kick a man when he's down.
That's the best time to kick a man when he's down. He's at foot level. Are you kidding me?
This man's thought process is amazing.
Oh, God.
It's the best time.
Okay, well, Steve, what do you have to say for yourself? Because you hired him.
I got a TV show to do, and I need all these people.
Oh, man.
On your show.
I done had Usher on my TV show. I done had CeeLo on my show.
Yeah. So now this is affecting your guests on your talk show. This is becoming
a problem.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do from now on.
What?
When I do a song, I'm going to send it to you, and you let me know.
Oh, I ain't. Well, we ain't going to have no more damn song.
you know you
I do look at CeeLo's hands when I look at him. I do. I ain't a lot to.
I did too.
Look at his hand.
This is too
far. Man. These
CeeLo hands
these people,
is one thing.
This, yeah.
Now, you know what? Now I feel bad.
You should.
Well,
you
I should. Do. Well, I do feel bad.
All right. Well, in case you missed it anyway, Usher appeared on the Late Late Show with James Corden on the carpool karaoke segment, you know, that they do.
Can you take my mic out?
He did it
Man,
earlier
that's
this week.
Really, really good.
Yeah, it really is.
Yeah, I love that. Usher
jumped right in singing along with James some of his biggest hits, like, you know these, Jay. Yeah, You Got It Bad, and of course, Burn. Oh, God. Which, in light of the recent allegations.
Shirley, your ass ain't helping.
I'm just.
Because she's serving him
oh,
up.
Oh, God. With her little bush behind and burn. Oh, God.
You serving him right up.
Man, but I just sitting up in there throwing alley-oops like he ain't going to dunk.
He's not saying anything, though.
Saying enough.
This is my part, okay?
No, even hit this.
What were the list of songs he sung again?
Don't do it. Oh, no, man. This is terrible. It really is. I was just trying to change the subject, make it a little lighter. He was in the carpool karaoke segment with James Corden. So, yeah, it was good. And he looked like he was having a good time. He looked like he was having a good time. That was my point.
Uh-huh. I changed the subject and said, if I was on there, what would I say? That's how you change it.
Yeah. Well, you need to get on there right now if you can and change it. We'll be back.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we go. Hey, folks, our special guest is a captain in the U.S. Army, and the Army was at my camp last month with the boys in my boys' mentoring camp that I did at the Chick-fil-A Double R Ranch this year outside of Atlanta. The Army will also be at the Girls Who Rule the World camp for young ladies. We could not do this mentoring camp without the help of the Army's great leaders and soldiers. We really couldn't. So let's find out why they do it. Please welcome to the show, Command Sergeant Major, retired Michelle Jones.
All right. Hello.
Command Sergeant Major.
Yes, Mr. Harvey.
How are you? That's a lot. That's a strong title. Command Sergeant Major.
Yes.
Well, congratulations for that. And you're retired now, Ms. Jones.
Yes, I am. Well, I am retired.
Well, let's get into this because you guys have been such a big help to us at both camps. The soldiers that volunteer for the Harvey Foundation mentoring camps, they also serve everybody as mentors. A lot of these soldiers become mentors to these young boys and young girls and role models for both of them that are selected for the camps. Why are these mentoring programs so important to the U.S. Army?
Well, first of all, I want to say thank you for that. It's important. Number one, what we know in the Army is that you have to mentor. It's part of our culture. It's part of what we do on a day-to-day. We mentor for a year. We mentor for years. We mentor in a moment. The investment in our youth, in our partners, in our soldiers is critical in all that we do. And I would have to say that the Harvey Foundation, looking at both the girls' side and the boys' side and the girls who rule the world, the common denominator is the mentoring, is the investment. And there's a lot of organizations and foundations out there, but the common denominator, we have the same mission. This is what we do. So it is what we've done for over 200 years, what we continue to do. The girls piece, I have to say, particularly right now, the women in the Army, we do rule the world. We're all over the world. Mm. And so to have young ladies to see women who truly are leading, when you think Army, you do think leaders. And to see all these women wearing the uniform side by side with them all day, throughout the day, and they can reach out, touch, develop their own relationship with them is critical. Yeah. These times hopefully will stay with them for a lifetime.
Yeah.
And it'll come from a woman who is a leader who's wearing the Army uniform.
Wow. That's outstanding. Now, also, let me ask you this, because the soldiers, everybody should know this, they're with the mentoring camp attendees from the time they get to the camp till they leave. What are some of the activities that the Army has for the kids?
One of the biggest ones is leadership. There's, besides that, someone just coming in and talking about it, no. These young ladies are given vignettes. They are charged and tasked and stressed to think with their own minds. How do you make decisions? How do you evaluate all these things? It could be bullying, being a leadership and stepping outside. It could be with robotics, different types of things, discussions, real talk, as they like to say, keeping it 100. Literally from 5 o'clock in the morning to fun activities with them to mind developing activities, such as I said, leadership, robotics, vignettes, building teams. They're on a team. Each when the girls come in, they are formed in teams already. Yeah. There is a mama mentor, if you will, with them. They have their colors, which is in line with the foundation. They come up with the names. It is a joy and a beautiful thing to see from the first day to the last.
Yeah. Hey, now do this. Tell us, because quickly, about the education and training opportunities that the Army offers for folks. Because a lot of people are not aware of so many of the educational and training opportunities that you guys offer.
Okay. Number one, for scholarships, $280 million is given on a yearly basis. That's one. That's one of the main ones.
$280 million.
280
wow.
million with an M, like Michelle.
Like, okay. Money. Go ahead.
Like money. Like money. Exactly. Okay. Tuition assistance for those that are in. Paying a portion or all of. You have the post 9/11 GI Bill, which, oh, by the way, that I use too, even though I have my degree. I use that also. So those are the three top ways that the military, they give you time when it is appropriate to finish your degree. Wow. I finished mine. Wow. Being a soldier, 24/7. Wow. So it is, and that's one of the misconceptions. People think that you go in because it's your last opportunity, and they don't realize the educational opportunities, the personal development opportunities. You go to school, and it may not be just a formalized education. All the training.
Right.
The training that you do to develop you as a human being.
Wow. You know something? I got to tell you, what I've witnessed over these years with this camp, with my experience with the Army, first of all, we cannot do these camps without the Army. Mm-hmm. It's not a boot camp, mm-hmm. and that's what the boys quickly learn at the boys' camp. Mr. Harvey, I don't want to be here for no boot camp. This is not what this is. It's not a boot camp. Mm-hmm. This is a leadership camp. We teach leadership to young people. We have young men come to this camp, boys, and walk away with an understanding of what real men do. How to become not just a follower, but how to develop your leadership quality so you don't fall prey to peer pressure out here all the time because you just getting in line, going along with the status quo. No, these military people are taught to lead. I got to tell you, man, it's a great program that we have here, but it could not happen without the U.S. Army. And I want to thank you, Command Sergeant Major Jones, for your continued support, the Army's continued support, and thank you all so much. Without you, this could not happen. Thank you very much.
Thank you so very much. We appreciate it. We really do.
Thank you very much. U.S. Army. Army strong, baby.
Yeah. Always.
Yeah. All right, Ms. Jones, I appreciate you now.
Thank you. Appreciate you, too.
Thank you, darling.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we're back, y'all. Hey, listen, being from Cleveland, I just want to share this news. We have a few basketball fans on the show. Mm-hmm. Cat mm-hmm. Dog, Kia, mm-hmm. Carla, Jay, and Tommy.
Jay. Mm-hmm.
Put your hand down, Jay.
And don't even basketball. Look over here.
Kyrie Irving has requested a trade. Mm-hmm. Nothing's wrong. He just don't want to be there anymore. He wants to go to a team where he can be the star.
Is that bad, Steve?
Nah, something's wrong.
Well, I mean, I don't know what's wrong. You've been to the finals 3 years in a row. We haven't heard anything up until now. He just wants to go play somewhere else. And I just find that hard because where you going to go? Because wherever you – he wants to go to the Timberwolves, either Miami, mm-hmm. Minnesota Timberwolves, or San Antonio.
Yeah.
San Antonio, you're not going to be the star down there because Kawhi Leonard down there.
Yeah.
You can go to Minnesota and be the star up there, but you will not get back to the final.
wherever he goes.
And you can go to Miami.
To be a franchise player. Basically.
And you can go down there, and you can't win in Miami either.
Ping, Tommy hit it on the head.
Because you ain't going to get past Boston or Cleveland.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He want to be the star franchise player.
He want to be the franchise.
He want to be That's a franchise player. And he can't do that in Cleveland with LeBron James walking in that dressing room every morning.
So it's an ego situation?
It just seems to me that way because why would you win the three finals in a row?
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
With this guy. Now, suppose Scottie Pippen had said that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, he been gone.
Right.
Over Michael Jordan.
But Scottie Pippen was the best at it I've ever seen. Jordan needed Pippen.
He needed
And Pippen needed Jordan.
That's right.
That's what I be telling these people about this radio show. You need me.
See how he flipped that, Steve?
See, but Tommy, don't hear the difference between Kyrie and you.
Steve, don't hurt my feelings, man. Please.
Sorry, Tommy.
You just shot that bullet over here.
You barked this up your damn self. Yeah. Yeah. I did not mention
you. Not like, don't punch me. Right.
No, I got this.
You can go to the Ricky Smiley show and make it a better show. You can go to the Tom Joyner show and make it a better show. You go over there on Russ Parr. And make it a better show. No. You go wherever you want to go. Mm-hmm. But once you leave here, your ass ain't on the championship team no more.
Ooh.
Can I just say something? As a person who left to be on the championship team, I'm the only one in here that left to be on the championship team.
Come on.
You know, I had nobody leaving to be on the championship
team. Tell him.
Yeah, and nothing wrong with leaving to be on the damn championship team. I ain't the star, but I'm on the championship team.
Hello.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We're going all the way to the championship.
We're going all the damn way.
But if Tommy leave here, what's going
on? You're on the championship team.
Hell.
You're not on the championship team.
On a what, Jay?
Championship team. That's how you say it. You got to say it like that. You ain't on the championship team. I'm on the championship team.
Yeah, you're right. You're the Ray Allen of radio. You know that. You're the Ray Allen.
No, but you.
You wouldn't know that.
And you trying to be the Kyrie Irving of radio, which is going to get your ass in some trouble.
No, you don't. Yeah, you want to stay over here because over here, you're on the championship team.
Championship team.
See, here's a problem. Here's what I try to teach people all the time.
Stupid.
Be careful of wanting to get from under the shadow of another person.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you look at it the right way, shadow is actually shade.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you get out under the shade, your ass out there in that light on you, you might find out you ain't as bad as you think you is.
But did you hear what LeBron said, though?
What did he say?
Pretty much say, let him go. We still going back to the finals.
Damn what LeBron said. What about what I say? Championship team right over here.
Yeah. We'll be back with or without Tommy right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we back, everybody. For those of you that missed it, it's Shirley Strawberry's birthday today.
Yeah.
Happy bougie.
What did you say?
Happy bougie.
So what do you do, Shirley, on birthdays? What do bougie people do?
Have tea.
The same thing.
No, you don't.
You don't have the same life.
It's the same.
Like what?
It's the same. Like, you know, Nesto will probably take me to dinner or stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Like he always does.
Friends? Any friends? Bougie friends? I've seen your friends.
He might invite a couple of girlfriends to the dinner. Kier went last year when we were in Atlanta. Tracy will be there,
I did. I went to Shirley's birthday party last year.
Tracy bougie.
Yeah, Tracy is very bougie.
Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Yeah. And the other girl you had in your wedding, she was bougie.
Very bougie. Yeah.
Matter of fact, your whole wedding party was
very bougie.
The bridal party was all bougie.
They was all up in the air.
Chicago girlfriend.
Yeah, they all, her whole wedding party was
pinky finger all out and everything. Yeah.
They all wore their own dress.
They all wore black.
Yeah.
Oh, everybody did.
Oh, yeah. I told them they could wear whatever they wanted.
And they all wore black. Who wear black to a wedding? Ain't them funeral colors?
Those were our colors, black and white. Mm-hmm. Those were our colors, black and white.
I like the fact you had Jasper Williams up in there. That's what I like.
Man.
That's
a pastor.
Oh, the pastor.
Oh, the pastor.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I like the fact my daughter was a flower girl.
What will you be doing,
Shirley, for your birthday?
Probably going to dinner. I don't want anything major. Just going to dinner and getting lots of gifts.
I went to Shirley's birthday party.
That's the most important part.
Nothing major. Just going to dinner and getting lots of gifts.
No, I went to Shirley's birthday party last year, and I would not be attending this year.
Why? Why? Because you're going to be out of town?
No, because first I felt out of place. The girl that was sitting next to me, I was trying to talk to her. She's a beautiful girl. You know, she's bougie, too. You know, I said, how you doing? I'm Junior. I'm on the Steve Harvey Morning Show. She said, interesting.
Wow.
Interesting. Shame. I had to find something to eat right then. Yeah. I need a shrimp or something.
He said, what, Junior?
Yeah, I said, interesting. Hell, this is number one show in the country.
What did you say?
Name dropping.
This is the number one show in the country. Sitting up there, possibly almost broke out. Sitting here playing me, Sean.
Girl, don't you know I'm on a championship team? What's wrong with you?
I just ate some garnish. Just, I had to have something.
You just ate parsley.
I just ate my napkin because I fell out of place.
Damn.
Just start chewing on the rosemary. Give me a little bit of that time, please.
Interesting.
That black cloth napping, JJ. I don't believe. Golly, I shouldn't even.
Well, I wish you would come this year. We have fun.
See, that's right on there with you down to doing game.
Yeah, what happened with that again, Steve? What happened?
Tell us that story, Steve.
What happened?
Dude said, Steve, man, he done fell off, man. He down to doing game.
What? Loser.
What? I'm down to doing game show.
I don't know what that meant,
I'll tell
though.
You what. If you knew what they paid down here, I'd be on Price is Right. Steve Harvey, come on down. Damn right. I'll come through that like an overweight contestant on the Price is Right. Excuse me. Wiping lipstick off with my ass trying to get out of that road.
That was your shade.
Excuse me.
All right, we'll be back to wrap up the show with just one more thing.
Listen every weekday from 6 to 10 to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, time for just one more thing. What are you guys doing this weekend?
Working. Well, you're working.
Yeah,
what are you working?
Huntsville, Alabama, stand up live, baby. Two shows tonight, two shows tomorrow. And Eugene will be there.
I'm in Augusta Bell Auditorium, baby. Augusta G.A., George Wallace, Don D.C. Kurt, Rudy Rush, Hope Flood, and myself.
Wait, yeah, Paul, Junior? It's a theme.
Oh, I'm down in Kansas City this weekend at the Improv. Four shows, two Friday, two Saturday.
Go ahead, nice
club.
Money.
Mm-hmm. Nice club.
Steve, you know you want some of that, don't you?
You don't miss it at
all. All you got to do is ask me what I'm doing.
What are you doing, Steve?
I'm going to play golf this weekend. Steve Harvey off this weekend.
Where you playing at? Come on, I got to know, man.
Hell no, I bet I don't say that on the air.
I tell you off air. Off air. You tell us off air.
You tell off air.
I'm going on me and the fellas is going to play golf. My best friend, Greg Calhoun.
How is he?
My other boy, Big Blue. And my boy, Brandon. We're going to play golf.
Now, do you miss stand up at all?
What I miss is that moment. Like I saw on Instagram the other day, I saw George Lopez, DL, and Fed after the show.
I miss
those moments in the dressing room with the fellas.
Yeah.
I do not miss the 4 hours before show.
Waiting.
No, I miss hanging with Unc, man, after the show.
I miss the before the show talking with the cats and then the after the show.
Man.
You know, man, we all sitting around going, oh, man, that was fun. Man, when you did this, I was hollering.
Now, let me ask you on your new talk show, when that starts, Steve, are you going to do like a monologue type situation?
I don't know, Jay. Am I?
Yeah, you're going to do a monologue.
It's going to do something. You're
going to do a monologue because we're writing on the show. Junior's writing on the show.
Oh.
Jay is my head writer.
Congratulations.
How long is a monologue?
Sometimes between 3 to 5 minutes. And then you do a desk bit. And then you start the show.
It's going to be stuff that it's going to be a different type of monologue.
Right.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I don't want to say yet. You got to tune in.
This is
a big move for me.
It is.
That's
this
so big,
this show, Steve, is really going to be more Steve. It's not going to be.
Now, why'd you name it that?
That's his name.
Because that's my name.
I know that's your name.
But you want him to name it Donnell?
No, she wants a bougie name. Oh, Biff.
But you didn't name it like the Steve Harvey show or anything.
Well,
no, it's just Steve.
I had the Steve Harvey show.
Steve.
So you want to change everything.
Steve, I got a new logo.
I love the logo.
That's what I'm asking.
That logo's cool.
Why do you put your name on all your shows like that?
Because if they cancel it, they got to tear all them signs and stuff. You got to tear the set up, everything. Now ain't no just replacing me. You know, like I'm on, like I'm a, like I'm work on E Extra. Then they fire me and they get to keep the E Extra sign. No, no, no. Now you fire Steve, dog. Let me explain something to you. You got to tell all this guy.
Now, how, what made you? How'd you figure that out? How'd you come to that conclusion?
Me and the boys got canceled. Yeah. Mm-hmm. My name wasn't on that. So everything after that.
Put my name
Steve
on.
Harvey's Big Time, the Steve Harvey Show,
Steve Harvey Talk Show,
Steve Harvey's Thunderdome, Little Big Shots starring Steve Harvey,
okay.
Little Big Shots Forever Young starring Steve Harvey.
Okay,
you ain't replacing me,
and not take all this stuff down.
No, you gonna take all this down. You gotta rework this set.
You crazy.
And then I try to work in a way where if you get somebody, it ain't going to be the same. Like Family Feud, if you go get somebody else, it's not going to be the same. It's
That's
little
right.
Big Shots will not be the same because I put my own brand on it.
Yeah, you're the most known host since Richard Dawson.
Yeah, I'm the most. I'm just down to that now.
Yeah.
I'm just down to the game.
And you don't think you more than that.
And are you doing Miss Universe again this year, right?
Yes, I am.
That is so amazing.
No, Shirley, we doing Miss Universe.
What do you mean?
Yeah, I go over there, too. I got
Junior
to go
Junior follows
there.
The money trail.
Yeah, I got to go over there.
See, Junior got sense. Junior done understood it.
Yeah.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Junior is and Jay is writers on the Apollo. They are writers on the
Steve.
New Steve show. They work on the radio. They on tour. They in here getting
yeah.
Championship team, Steve.
Championship team. Huh?
Championship team.
Oh, that's what that
yeah.
is.
Yeah.
Championship team.
Championship team.
I got to go to Miss Universe. Cause
I'm kind of
yeah, that's what I wanted to know. Why do you have to go?
Have you seen these women? I ain't really over there for the jokes.
You know, I would love to go.
I need to see somebody.
I would love to go because a lot of them are white. I would love to go.
Oh, you be over there with all of Europe. Jay just have all of Europe just hemmed up.
They nice, man. They really are nice, though. We have a really it's a smart
time. I want to go. You ain't got to pay me.
I've only had, really, I've never really, you know, I talk with them in rehearsals and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, I try to be encouraging to them, tell them to hang in there.
Did they tell you where we're going to be
at
this
year? Oh, well, last year they was just playing with me last year. Every time I walk past them, say my name this time, Steve.
They were doing that.
See, say my name. Say me. Say me. I'll do it. I don't care if I'm Miss Universe for just 2 minutes. I said, ha, ha, that ain't funny. The only one I really talked to was Miss Curacao.
Mm-hmm.
Because after the show was over, we was leaving and she was just crying.
Oh, man.
And I said, wait a minute, why are you crying? She said, because I've disappointed my country.
What?
You know, such a small
country.
Oh,
it's a letdown to go and
lose. They really thought that she had a shot at winning it.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And I took her back in the dressing room and set her down. I said, hey, listen to me. You can't wear the whole country on your back.
Yeah.
You did good. You made it to Miss Universe. Mm-hmm. That's good for a country the size of Curacao. And I had a long talk with her and got her to stop crying and got her, had them hold the bus for her. She was young. She was like 19, man. Mm-hmm. Like a daughter.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So she gets on the bus.
Mm-hmm.
Little do I know, she goes back and she tells her country what I did for her. So they reached out to me and gave me villas and everything down in Curacao.
Well, why we ain't down there?
Thank me and put me on the, put it all over the internet down at Curacao. And, you know, they ain't invite you, Junior, to the villa.
Why can't we down? I was at the universe.
They took my family down there. Hey, man, look here. Y'all have a good weekend.
Not unless we go to Curacao.
You ain't going to Curacao. You're lucky your ass going to Miss Universe. We'll talk to you. See y'all Monday. Have a great weekend. Turn your volume up if you're with me, please. Oh, yeah, Harvey in the
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old, unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit steveharvey.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.